Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, dobro jutro. Good day. Hey, you tuned into Live with Kathy. Did you know that I'm the voice of inspiration and encouragement? And I'm on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live, and it will be archived. It's a half-hour show. We're on from 9:30 a.m. to 10 Central Time. And you could log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on any date to hear an archived show. And darlings, we're going to have fun today. It's the crowing rooster. Hey guys, this is for you. But before I get into the core of it, I want to give you the guest call-in number, 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And your encouragement for today. Be not afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. The Crowing Rooster is in my book, self-published book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And it's available as an e-book or a soft copy. You will love it, all natural methods, but you're going to be entertained. And you guys, never forget who you really are. I love giving a voice to my passion. And my passion is to change the perception of aging, not only in America, but in the world. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? Did you know that internet radio is a powerful advertising and marketing PR tool? And the beauty and the best is that you broadcast from the comfort of your home and office on a landline. And then your show is archived. Be the star of your own show, sharing the world with your story your way. You know how to get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. I work with you on content, and then I become your outside advocate. And I promote you on the Live with Kathy Consortium, the show that's heard Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And you could be part of that, of this show, by taking out a 30-second or a 60-second commercial. There's a 13-week commitment, and the rate is very affordable. But you do know that the success formula is name, recognition, exposure, repetition. When I say hamburger, what do you think of? What do you think of the minute I say hamburger? I know what it's going to be, and so do you. So if you want to be the star of your show and spreading your message, not only locally but worldwide, because, you see, Blog Talk Radio is heard locally, nationally, and internationally, and it's reaching listeners in every country in the world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworker Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International. They're the Dom Pérignon of the trades. Oh, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that ironworking, iron workers, offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Hey, gals, it's for you too. And then you want to get the CD. Iron workers, what a noble profession. And I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. Ah, absolutely inspiring. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Darling. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on www.teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant of Iron Age. He is a Iron Age wire art sculptor and leather works. And the Beau Vivant creates unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs. So if you want to give something really unique and beautifully crafted, get in touch with Kathy Watson, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. They make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. Log on lifeextension.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by, hey, looks do matter. I already told you about the book, The Elixir of Youth. See, could it suffer spring chicken? Did you know that stress, toxicity, trauma are all leading factors in premature aging? And anger releases toxins into the body. I don't care what any of you say. Looks do matter. And I'm always in awe. No, I'm just stunned by the people who say, oh, it doesn't matter to me. My looks don't matter to me. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. And why is it that when you're 50 and 60 plus, why don't you want to be simply glamorous and handsome? Do you want to be 50 and feeble or 50 and fabulous? Now, your attitude, toxic negative thinking, has a lot to do with your looks. And Edith Nam, who is an author extraordinaire, she wrote the book Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. You could get the book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. Now, you have a job, but have you ever thought of creating your own home-based business? You know they are exploding, and you could start your own home-based business without investing huge capital. I started mine when I was at age 25. It was a wonderful way to fulfill my dreams, reach my goals, and it offered infinite opportunities to challenge myself and to believe in me. But, darlings, you do need the formula. Imagine the CEO of your own business and get your children involved. It's a marvelous way for family interaction, but you do need the formula, darlings. Now you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, darlings, I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with a vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. And the crowing rooster, let's get to it now, darling, because you're just going to love it. And, oh, guys, I have so much admiration for you. Oh, by the way, did you know, I'm just giving you a little advance, June is the most important, it's the beginning of love affairs. It's the beginning of everyone wanting to enhance their love life. Because the weather is warm and you're taking vacations and you're just wanting to do wonderful things. So be forewarned. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in number 347-637-3789. The crowing rooster. Are you all ready? Wait, sidebar. Tomorrow, this whole week is going to be, I've taken chapters out of the book, The Elixir of Youth. Thursday, a surprise alternative to fitness, belly dancing. And on Friday, you are how you sleep. Did you get your Z's last night? But back to the crowing rooster, Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I ask gals from all walks of life what they'd like more from men. And these are some things for you guys to think about. You know we love you, but we'd love you more if. From Florida, I want to be the center of your attention when we go out on the date. And Cam in Chicago said, I just love it when you remember my birthday, but not which one. And Dee Dee in New York said, I just love it when you let me see your tender and sensitive side. My dear, and I would love you even more if you'd ask for directions when lost. And I'd love for men to show love by giving surprise tokens of love. I love them for their physical strength, their commitment to family. I love men who own their stuff when they make an error and ask to be forgiven. And dads who pitch in that raising a family is for both parents. And I love dads who honor, respect, and appreciate stay-at-home moms. I love romantic men who spend quality time making memories. And I just love it when he calls and sends me an instant message to say he loves me. Oh, guys, in defense of you, I really don't know how you do it. So many demands made on you. Let me list a few. You grew up at your mama's knee. She whispered in your ear, my little prince, you shall grow up to be a dynamic leader, CEO, doctor, or whatever. You grew up having your father tell you, big boys don't cry. But you're only 4 years old. You grew up believing that the only way you will could be noticed is to excel in everything. Oh, darlings, you grew up in spite of your mother, father, and others living vicariously through you. Yeah, and you grew up through panic and anxiety attacks. I must succeed and excel to bring honor to the family name. Oh, you grew up in spite of family demands. First mother and father, then marriage, then wife. Your children, then on top of all of this, you're expected to bring home a fat paycheck. You grew up to make the company, corporation you work for proud of you. Does 50, 60, 70 hours a week hit home? You grew up to attend to business, home affairs, children activities, social events, and then wives, mothers, fathers. Simply can't or won't understand that until they walk in your shoes. They haven't a clue about the stress that has been imposed upon you. You grew up knowing at some point all of the above was by choice. And isn't it a time you took a stand? Isn't it time for you to smell the roses? Never forget who you are. Sidebar. Oh, by the way, I blame Snow White and Cinderella. They're still waiting for their prince to come to take them away to a life in paradise. Come on. It's time for a reality check. They're just not coming. And remember, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And you know who that is. I admire men. Truly admire them. But alongside every successful man, there is the power of estrogen. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Guys, never, ever forget who you are. Your strengths, your honesty, your drive for achievement. Never try to take the world on your own. Reach out because someone out there is waiting for you to open up. Through communication, you will bring out the best of happiness, integrity, and strength that has been dormant in you long enough. I salute all men. Now remember, we mamas have got to pay attention to what we're saying. Now, earlier on, when I said you grew up at your mother's knee, she whispered in your ear, my little prince, you shall grow up to be a dynamic leader, CEO. But wait a minute. Hey, mama, did you put your little girl on your knee and say, my little princess, you will grow up to be a princess. You will grow up to be the CEO of your own company. You'll grow up to be a leader. And when you were 4 years old, did your mommy and daddy say you shouldn't cry? We mothers and daddies truly have to take time and listen to what we're saying to our children. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, reaching listeners in every country in the world. You know, life should be easy. Life should be enjoyable. And raising children is really a gift from God. You know, despite all that is happening in the world, our life is meant to be easy. Why do we complicate it? Why do we create so many challenges in our lives when it should be easier? You see, unfortunately, many of us were taught that life is to be hard, that we must work hard to get anywhere. Now, wait a minute. Of course you have to work to get to your goal. But I want you to do your part by living on purpose. And why should life be hard? Why should being a male in our society today be hard? Why should being a female be difficult? I am going to remind you again and again. Be not afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. And you do know that we teach people how to treat us. Take a moment. Sit quietly. Who's your reference group? These are people that you associate with every day on a daily basis. Are they empowering? Do they tell you how great you are? Do you empower each other? Or do you compare and compete? Because, you know, the Europeans think we're crazy because we're always comparing and competing. There is a power greater than you are, and you get to use it every single day. Going deeper, you want to get to the belief that there is a power greater than you are, and you allow it to use you. What does that mean? It means surrendering to the power and the presence of the God or whatever higher power lives within you, allowing that power and presence to guide and direct you in all aspects of life. Ease up. Then grace shows up. Grace. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is the quality of your life? Can you commit today to seeing your life unfold easily and naturally for you without putting any demands on it? Making this a daily practice ensures that your life will start to reveal the ease and grace that is your divine birthright. Then when you are faced with what people may perceive as difficult, you can smile and say, that was easy. And I want you to sit down quietly, close your eyes, and delete all of the negative thoughts and ideas that you grew up with. You see, moms and dads really don't know how to raise kids. It's a learning process. But Eckhart Tolle said, always say yes to the present moment. Live in the now. Live in the now. And surrender to a beautiful life. You guys, come on, gals too. Surrender to what is. Live in the now. Love isn't love till you give it away. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. And from science of mind, love alone can overcome fear because love surrenders itself to the object of its adoration. The soul must make a complete surrender if itself to the spirit. Can you surrender to being the authentic you? I've come to realize that there are two sides to surrender. And I'm extrapolating this from the Science of Mind magazine. On one side, we want to surrender all things that do not serve us or our highest purpose. We want to surrender complaining. We want to surrender holding people in judgment. It's a good idea to surrender self-doubt and self-judgment. We want to surrender and let go of all thoughts of fear, doubt, and worry. Holding on to all of these keeps us from living our purpose on purpose. The crowing rooster. So many demands made on you. And I could even include women in this too. Oh, we want to definitely surrender non-forgiveness. This is a huge one. Lack of forgiveness, among other things, keeps us trapped in the past. It also affects both our physical and mental health. These are examples of things we want to surrender, let go of. It's a choice. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. And choices either come back to embrace us or bite us in the butt. We want to see the other side of surrender. We want to surrender to all, to the good in our lives. We want to surrender to our joy, to surrender to love, prosperity, abundance. Every minute, every moment we are being called to surrender to this present moment. You see, in this moment, life is fully lived. In this moment, God is your higher power. How about we all reset, all surrender to the knowing that our lives are filled with all the good we ever need? You are the brilliant and magnificent light of the divine. Trust this. Surrender to this, for it is the truth of your being. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And our topic today was the crowing rooster. Never forget who you are. Men, your strengths, your honesty, your drive for achievement. Never try to take the world on your own. Reach out, because someone up there is waiting for you to open up. Help is there. Through communication, you will bring out the best of you, of happiness, integrity, and strength been dormant in you long enough. I know you all grew up knowing at some point all of the above that I talked about was by choice, our greatest freedom. Now, isn't it time for you to take a stand? Life, tomorrow, is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand. You've been listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. And I want to remind you, be not afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. Down deep and release the power of the authentic you. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give away. Until tomorrow, remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir.